With the chair's indulgence and Representative Morgan, let me withdraw my motion on House Bill 4012, to allow us to recess this work session and move on to something else.
Thank you, Representative Cheverly. We will recess the work session on 4012, and we will open the work session on 4014. Thanks, Steve. I think we're done pending any questions, which I'm sure Representative Cheverly can answer, that Representative Hansen may have, so thanks. Down there.
Down there.
Okay.
That's right.
Okay.
Copy. 4014 is the omnibus program changes. Hey, we actually have a fiscal on this.
Revenue.
And
a revenue. It's a revenue.
Woo.
I need one more set for Representative Hansen.
Okay. This may have one here. Oh, wait, 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 wait. Chair, committee members, I place before you three documents relating to House Bill 4014. This is a bill which redirects funds from several sources to assist with the carrying out the rebalance plan. They are all outlined in the revenue statement. And I've attached two amendments to the bill, one which is essential to the rebalance plan. The other one is a technical fix related to a Washington County rail project. As you look through the bill, you will see where the first provision in the bill redirects half the proceeds from the sale of the Space Age Industrial Park in Boardman, otherwise would have gone to the Altity Cultural Trust Fund, dedicates approximately half of that to the general fund. Reading further, there's a section that reduces the maximum allocation from the Administrative Services Economic Development Fund to the County Fair account by $1.55 million to $1.53 million. Provisions authorize expenditure of the Workers' Benefit Fund for expenditures that are now being incurred by the Bureau of Labor relating to unlawful discrimination against injured workers, authorizes those benefit funds to be used. Next, the bill reduces from $15 million to $7.5 million, the maximum amount transferred from the Department of Administrative Services to the Oregon Rural Health Association, transfers $1 million from the Law Enforcement LEMLA account to the Department of Human Services, and transfers $2.5 million from the Oregon Jobs Individual Education account to the Department of Human Services account. It also technically allows Department of Human Services to distribute $1.1 million out of the proceeds transferred to DHS for a workers' compensation self-insurance pool. This is to allow the statutory framework necessary to carry out the intention of the 2001 legislature. Eliminates general fund support for post-secondary education opportunity commission and declares an emergency. The two amendments, the dash one amendment relates to the provisions of the rebalance plan related to the housing department, wherein an amount is transferred from the housing finance fund to the emergency housing account, so that the plan can utilize funds from the reserves. And the dash two amendments arrived just a few minutes ago from on behalf of the speaker. This is a fix which allows funds that are used for operating the Washington County rail project. It allows them to be allocated in a way that they can be used for matching funds for federal grants, which they currently are not allowed to do. So, no impact on the rebalance plan.
Are the dash ones contained within the dash twos?
No, they're standalone.
Can we have a description of the dash ones?
Well, I had just a question. You know, I wasn't on Ways and Means last session. Is this the controversial? This isn't the controversy. There was that surplus, the housing surplus issue that got all the conversation
So are people in the seats can know what the dash ones are. They transfer from the housing finance fund to the emergency housing account within the housing fund, $3 million of unanticipated interest that was within the housing finance fund. This is money that is accrued unknowingly, if you will, not surreptitiously by any stretch of the imagination, but was identified after we left session that was had been accruing.
Okay. So this is different than what was talked
yes.
about? Okay, that's
yes.
all I need to know.
Yes, absolutely.
Mr. Chair?
Representative Shetterly?
Move the Dash 1 amendments into House Bill 4014.
Representative Shetterly has moved the Dash 1 amendments into 4014. Any discussion? Any objections? So ordered.
Mr. Chair.
Representative Shetterly.
Move the Dash 2 amendments to House Bill 4014.
Representative Shetterly has moved the Dash 2 amendments into 4014. Any discussion? Any objections? So ordered.
Mr. Chair.
Representative Shetterly.
Move House Bill 4014 as amended by the Dash 1s and Dash 2s to the floor with a due pass recommendation.
Representative Shetterly has moved House Bill 4014 as amended by the Dash 1 and Dash 2 amendments to the floor of the House of Representatives with a due pass recommendation. Any discussion? Any objection? Seeing none, ordered. We will stand at ease.
Mr. Chair, I do think that it's time for you to carry the desk.